And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guy.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, where does this summer go? We're October. We're not. We're August the dozenth. And, man, you know, the little neighbor kids next door are getting ready to go to school, and it's like, wow, the summer just blew by. But hopefully you got out and are still getting out and firing up a grill or a smoker and creating a little envy in your neighborhood. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, still 15 years running. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, go to thegrillinguys.com. Check out our website. It's not fancy, but it's loaded with all kinds of great stuff. On the right side, you'll see all of our wonderful sponsors who pay for this show to be on the air.
Right.
If it weren't,
we appreciate
them. If it weren't for them, we'd be in radio wasteland.
Right. Well, we're close anyway, but it's good. We appreciate all those people. But what'd you cook this week?
Oh man, it's just busy time on the grills. Of course, my wife was camping with her girlfriends, and I had all kinds of family members, kids and grandkids and stuff, come over. My oldest left for New York.
Yep, I was going to say, and I think I heard that.
We had a party Saturday at the pool, and I grilled some wonderful brats and hot dogs.
Well, those are always popular with the grandkids.
Yeah. And then I made up this really cool sandwich that my daughter Emily makes all the time when she's over. And it's got about four types of Italian meats on it.
Okay.
You take a big, long hoagie bun or really kind of a fresh, hard loaf of bread.
French bread or
you
something?
You slice it in half, and she makes up this mayo with sort of an olive relish in it.
Okay.
Smears that on one side, puts fresh provolone on the other side, and some spinach leaves, and then you start stacking up the Italian meat. And then you put some tomatoes on the mayo side, and she taught me a cool trick that I forgot about from years ago, but you slice your tomato and put it on paper towels and then put salt and pepper on it, and it helps it bleed out.
Sure.
So if you're making a sandwich like that, it's not all mushy.
Right.
And then you take the thing and fold it together and wrap it up tightly in plastic wrap, and put it in the refrigerator for about 12 hours. And you kind of press on it to flatten it out a bit.
Okay.
And then you cut it into nice little small sandwiches. And
oh, nice.
Holy cow, is it good.
Yeah, a little Italian hoagie there.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Kind of cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun last weekend. Went up to 14 of us that were in the fraternity together at Ferris. Got together. A couple of the guys have homes on Elk Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And we all went up there. And lo and behold, he had a flat top. And so on Saturday morning, I made breakfast for 28 people and on the flat top. And I did, you know, 4 pounds.
All by yourself?
Yeah. 4 pounds.
None of them helped you.
They were hauling stuff away as I was cooking it.
Oh, okay.
But
so you had servers.
What's that, Conrad?
28 people.
Yeah, I made breakfast for 28 people.
Oh,
it was
man.
So it was actually fun because I started with sausage and bacon, covered the whole griddle with it, and got all that cooked, put it over to the side, and then we had both pancakes and cinnamon French toast, and then I grilled eggs afterwards, and when we all ate at the same time, it was kind of cool, but it was a lot of work. I mean, we were pumping out the food, man, but I tell you, the flat tops, and the key to that was having it all on low. You cannot get that thing too hot,
right,
or everything burns,
right,
man. But you can keep the one side, there's four burners, leave one of them off, and cook with the other three.
Still stays plenty warm over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But stack of cakes, you know, all the stuff. So it was cool. It was really
short
cool.
Order cook.
It was what it was, man. There were long orders, though. Everybody ate the same thing, though. There was no, like, custom orders, but we made enough of everything, so it was a lot of fun. But It's a good piece of equipment. I think it's kind of a specialty thing, just like so many others, that, you know, you're not going to grill a steak on that thing. I'm not anyway.
No.
But
no, thank you.
For burgers, dogs, and that kind of stuff.
It's for frying.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm taking this extra time right now to finish up projects outside because I see what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's done.
Yeah, it's close.
Ready to turn my air off.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been doing... adding on to my woodshed, making that log building back there, and finishing off my deck. I have a little bit of touch-up to do on my deck, and then I'm going to oil the whole surface.
Right.
And
it was that you were growing linseeds all summer, right?
Yeah,
with
I did.
Linseed oil?
Lynn was helping me.
Right, yeah.
So I'm making a concoction out of linseed oil and mineral spirits.
Okay.
Two parts.
Does that thin it?
Two parts linseed oil, one part mineral spirits.
Does that thin it a little bit?
Yeah, it does, and it helps it penetrate a little better.
Okay.
But there's also a method of doing that where you add paraffin wax to it. You heat it up and add paraffin wax and stir it in, but I don't need the wax.
Right. That doesn't seem like that'd be terribly durable. The wax, but
I think you're making Thompson's water seal when do that.
Could be. Next week I won't be here, guys, because I'm with the family, and this is turning out to be a little bit of a goat rodeo, but we're going to get there. We're taking a UP tour Tuesday through Friday. We'll actually go Northern Michigan, UP for just a
your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brothers and my sister-in-laws. Yeah, they're 176, 174. And then they're bringing another couple with them that are about the same age, and then Lisa and I, and we're driving up through M-22 into the UP, going to go see.
So you're telling me
dogs.
I need to get a guest host.
You do.
Okay.
You do. Because
well, if you're
I
listening and you want to come in and fill in for Joppy's.
It's not hard.
Sure.
It's not hard. I would tell you, you're going to take a little hazard pay, though, because Bob's not going to let you talk. You got to muscle it in, but you could be here.
Yeah, it's so obvious. Yeah. As he cuts me off. Oh, sleight of hand.
Right.
Hey, it's time to scout if you're a bow hunter. It's time to make sure you got those cameras out there.
Yeah, and well, we had Merle on, two, three weeks ago, and the part that I think is so cool is you can buy these things now that talk right to your phone, send you the pictures. They've got their own little, you don't need like a cell plan. They got their own
right.
That comes with it, right? I don't know.
That's how I get pictures of bear at my place.
Right, yeah, you know. I was up in Elk Rapids this weekend, and they were seeing them on. We're on this little Skamog Peninsula that splits Skamog Lake and Elk Lake, right? That's where these guys' houses were, and it's a peninsula. I mean, it dead ends into the water all the way around it. The people were walking and saw bear on the peninsula while they're taking their walk in the morning. And
walk out that way,
right? Yeah, nobody got threatened, but you know, it's just a little finger of land, but they're prolific, I guess. They're around a lot.
Yeah, I hear that around Alpena,
yeah,
real heavy with black bear.
Yeah, right. But there's a season, and I'm sure a lot of guys are hunting them in the fall. Or is that a spring hunt?
It's a spring and a fall.
Yeah,
there's
yep.
two.
Yep, exactly. So anyway,
kind of like turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, and so many of them, you can hunt them in two seasons. But who was it? Someplace where I was, they wanted, there was a popcorn company, and one of the guys I was golfing with wanted to use the old popcorn, the stale popcorn, because he baits his bear with stale popcorn. Because anything else is so heavy to carry in as far as they've got to go.
Oh.
And he wanted just this giant bag of caramel corn.
Oh, nice.
That goes
yeah.
bad.
Oh, they would love that.
That goes bad, I guess, or, you know, it's old. They don't sell it fresh anymore
yeah,
or whatever.
They would love that.
Yeah, he was talking about that.
Is that when you're doing the feed pile like that, is that a thing that's permissible in
yeah.
Michigan?
Yeah. For bear, there it's it almost a must.
Yeah, right. It brings them in.
Okay.
And you'll see videos all over the internet of guys hunting over bait piles for bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not in a...
You'll see videos of guys stuck in trees because there's five bear down there
right.
and they don't want to leave.
And one on the tree that they're in, right. And he's tapping it on the nose with his boot. Yeah, I've heard of that guy, too. I'm out on that. I don't want a bear. I like looking at them, and that's about it. But anyway, so, Bob, we're going to talk about pork cuts and some methods to prepare them. I think that pork is the probably the most popular meat on a grill, maybe other than a burger or a dog, but pork is not hard, but there are techniques. So what we're going to do is talk about it and maybe help you out with whether it be ribs, loins, bellies, or backs, we'll be talking about it. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.